Masechet Pe'ah, Pirek Gimel Mishnah Het. So we're finishing up the series of Mishnayot where we were talking about this concept of Karka Kol Shehu, even the most minimal amount of land. We've been mentioning in the last few Mishnayot a lot of different halachot that connected to this concept of a minimal amount of land. You can write a prusbul for a minimal amount of land, in terms of a ketubah for a woman, etc. We mentioned a lot of different things. This is going to be the last Mishnah that mentions it, and it's going to be in relation to an Eved Kena'ani. If you have an Eved Kena'ani, which is a non-Jewish slave that's owned by a Jew, and the only way that he can be freed is if his master gives him a bill of freedom. He gives him an actual document that tells him, I am giving possession of yourself to you. I'm giving you over to yourself. The Eved can acquire himself. That's how he achieves freedom. So take that into account when we read the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hakotev nechasav le'avdo yatsa ben horin. If somebody writes over all of his property, is a big discussion about the proper text over here. Some say that the Mishnah says, Hakotev kol nechasav le'avdo. If somebody writes all of his property over to his master, to his servant, to a slave over here, Yatza ben Horin, the slave goes free. Because we're under the assumption that if he's writing over everything to his slave, everything includes the slave himself. So therefore, he goes fully free. Shier karka koshihu, lo Yatza ben Horin. But if the person, the master, leaves over a bit of land for himself, he doesn't give over all of his property, we say that the slave is not a ben horin, he does not go free. We assume basically that just like this master left out something from giving over all of his property to the slave, he left out a karka kol shehu, a minimal amount of land. Again, that's why we brought up this concept, this Mishnah, because we're talking about karka kol shehu. If the master left aside a piece of land for himself not to give away, we, in our mind, have to assume that there could be other things that the Eved, that the master did not want to give to the Eved, and that would include his own freedom. So we can't make the assumption when he gave over all of his property besides certain things, besides this piece of land, we can't assume over there that he was really, in reality, handing over a bill of freedom to the Eved. We can't make that assumption, and the Bar Tenura says that the whole point of what he's doing over here, of writing a document to his slave and telling him, I'm giving you property, is the hanufe leka'ate. It's only doing it in order to flatter him, in order to make the slave feel good, to show him that he actually has a relationship with him, and that he really values the work that he does. So that's the opinion of Tanakama. If he gives over everything to the slave, his own freedom is included. If he leaves over a portion of land, any minimal portion of land for himself, then the slave's freedom is not included in that document. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Le'olam hu ben horin, ad shiomar, hare kol mechasai netunim l'ish peloni avdi, chutz me'had meribo shebahem. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no. In all cases of the master leaving some land to himself, but giving over all of his property to his slave, the slave goes free. He specifically set aside a piece of property for himself. Everything else goes to the slave. Included in that everything else is the slave's own ownership of himself. And therefore, he goes free because we take him at face value, the Baal, the owner. He said, I'm giving over everything besides a piece of land. Included in that everything is ownership of the slave. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, he goes free unless a very specific type of wording is used by the master, which is, Hare kol nechasai netunim l'ish piloni. All of my property, avdi, all of my property is given over to this man, my slave. Chutz me'ehad meribo shebahem. Besides, 1/10,000th of my property. Besides that small little piece, 1/10,000th, he doesn't get into what that 1/10,000th is, but he does specify a certain amount that I'm keeping for myself. If he says that, we are left in a sort of question. What was that 1/10,000th he was talking about? And we have to sort of assume that that unidentified object that he's talking about could be the slave. It could be the slave, and therefore the slave cannot go free. We cannot assume that it was a bill of freedom to the slave, because it's possible that that slave himself is considered to be that 1/10,000th, and the Bar Tenuda throws in over here, even if in reality the slave is worth a lot more on the free market, he could be sold for a lot more. It could be to the owner, a slave's worth is subjective. It could be that he's only worth 1/10,000th of his property. He's not a good worker. He doesn't really value him. So that valuation of 1/10,000th is very subjective to the owner. Therefore, if he says that according to Rabbi Shimon, he does not go free. And Bar Tenura throws in that en halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Rather, halacha is like Tanakh Kamma. If he writes all of his property to go free, that includes the slave. If he leaves over a piece of land for himself, the slave does not go free.